Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Eastern India is growth engine of country. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilyang holds review meeting with NHIDCL. Nagaland Police clarifies online recruitment portal is in testing stage, warns against confusion. And inaugural edition of Nagaland Super League kicks off at Chumukedima Football Stadium. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Utkarsh Odisha Made in Odisha Conclave in Bhubaneswar today. Speaking at the conclave, he said that Eastern India is the growth engine of the country, with Odisha playing a crucial role in this progress.
मैं पूर्वी भारत को देश के विकास का ग्रोथ इंजन मानता हूँ। इतिहास साक्षी है, जब ग्लोबल ग्रोथ में भारत की एक बड़ी हिस्सेदारी थी, तब पूर्वी भारत का अहम योगदान था। पूर्वी भारत में देश के बड़े इंडस्ट्रियल हब थे, पोर्ट्स थे, ट्रेड हब थे।
The Prime Minister emphasized that rapid growth is not possible solely through the export of raw materials and highlighted India's efforts to overhaul the entire industrial ecosystem to reverse this trend. Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to building a vibrant ecosystem for research and innovation and urged industries to collaborate with the government in this endeavor.
सरकार देश में रिसर्च से जुड़ा एक बहुत वाइब्रेंट इकोसिस्टम बना रहा है। इसके लिए एक स्पेशल फंड भी बनाया गया है। इंटर्नशिप और स्किल डेवलपमेंट के लिए एक स्पेशल पैकेज घोषित किया गया है। इसमें भी इंडस्ट्री खुलकर आगे आए, सरकार के साथ मिलकर काम करे, ये सभी की अपेक्षा है।
Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilyang today held a meeting with NHIDCL to review and discuss various issues tied to the projects executed by the company in the state. During the meeting, a total of 19 issues on various stretches of roads were discussed for resolution. Out of this, 15 were on land acquisition, for which Mr. Zilyang directed the respective district administration for immediate resolution within February, taking the assistance of GBs and village council chairman as required. Mr. Zilyang, who is also minister in charge of National Highway, further noted the unsatisfactory slope protection measures along the Dimapur-Kohima four-lane road. Meanwhile, in cases where works are prevented from being carried out, despite payment of damage compensation to landowners, the Deputy CM authorized district administrations to give a final notice for evacuation and carry out demolition. Mr. Zilyang highlighted that good road connectivity is the most important sector to drive the state's growth. The meeting was attended by Deputy Commissioners of Chumukedima, PAC and Meluri, ADC Jaluke and Revenue Officer from DC Office Kohima. Nagaland Police has clarified that a link to an online Nagaland Police recruitment portal, which is currently under development and in the testing phase, is being widely shared, causing confusion. It explained that the portal is meant only for testing purposes, with dummy data being entered in the portal to identify any potential technical issues. Police also said once approval for recruitment in the Nagaland Police Department is received, details of the process will be duly notified and widely advertised in all leading newspapers and electronic media across the state. The Deputy Commissioner of Kohima has informed that the 13 Assam Rifles Kohima will be conducting a small arms firing exercise at the firing range Kohima Garrison throughout the month of February. In light of this, all relevant villages, ward authorities and panchayats under Kohima Town have been advised not to enter the firing range area or take cattle for grazing near the firing area during the period. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The oath-taking ceremony of newly appointed government nominee members to Dimapur Municipal Council and Town Councils of East Dimapur, Paran and Jaluke was held today. Speaking at the ceremony in Dimapur, Deputy Commissioner Dr. Tino Jongshichang emphasized the importance of unity and commitment among the council members to address the needs of the people and drive comprehensive development in the district. In Paran, Deputy Commissioner Hiazumeru reminded council members of their duties and responsibilities. On sanitation collection regulations, he said town sanitation involves managing waste, water and human excretion to protect public health and prevent disease. Mr. Meru urged members of both Paran and Jaluke Town Councils to collaborate on addressing sanitation challenges and developing ecological sanitation initiatives. Deputy Commissioner Noklak Arikumba today emphasized on road safety. Addressing an awareness program on road safety come free eye checkup camp at Noklak, he stated that despite poor road conditions in the district, many are driving recklessly. In order to avoid accident, he advised drivers to control overspeeding, obey traffic rules, remain alert and avoid use of destructive substances while driving. The DC emphasized on the importance of proper vehicle maintenance, noting that most accidents take place due to lack of proper maintenance of vehicles. SDO Civil Noklak, Bikoto Richa, highlighted on the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, Good Samaritan and Hit and Run Compensation Scheme. The awareness program was attended by District Road Safety Committee members, Mobile and Drivers Union Noklak, Government Drivers and All Ward Union Noklak. The inaugural edition of the Nagaland Super League kicked off this evening at Chumukedema Football Stadium. During the opening ceremony, Chief Minister Nipurio and All India Football Federation President Kalyan Chaube inaugurated the Chumukedema Football Stadium. Addressing the event, Secretary General of Nagaland Olympic Association, Abu Mehta, highlighted that the league will span 45 matches played by 7 teams with participation of more than 300 players from all districts of the state as well as other parts of the country. He emphasized the importance of NSL in creating a platform for young Naga footballers to reach a higher stage. Mr. Mehta also thanked the government of Nagaland, all sponsors, partners and supporters for contributing towards the development of the league. The opening match tonight is witnessing Barak Football Club take on Nagaland United Sports Club. And in weather, India Meteorological Department has predicted rainfall activity in Nagaland and its adjoining states till the end of this month. During the past 24 hours, minimum temperatures were above normal by 2 degrees Celsius or more over many parts of Nagaland and its neighbouring states. Tomorrow, the state capital Kohima is likely to see a minimum temperature of 6 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature of 17 degrees Celsius. The temperature in Dimapur is likely to range between 13 and 28 degrees Celsius. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Eastern India is growth engine of country. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Ziliang holds review meeting with NHIDCL. Nagaland Police clarifies online recruitment portal is in testing stage, warns against confusion. And inaugural edition of Nagaland Super League kicks off at Chumukedema Football Stadium. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.